7 minutes past 7. John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
Christmas is now officially over, and so is the Catholic Church's Jubilee year. The Irish Examiner's front page photograph by Yara Nardi shows Pope Leo XIV closing the door of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican on the Feast of the Epiphany yesterday, marking the official end of the Jubilee. He urged Christians across the world to treat foreigners with kindness, the paper reports. The Examiner leads on its front page with a story about dentistry. Niamh Griffin writes that Cork and Kerry have funds for just 9 senior public dentist roles to treat children with disabilities and other vulnerable groups, in spite of long-standing government promises to ensure better access. The Irish Times reports that in spite of uncertainty caused by US tariffs, Irish government tax receipts increased by almost 9% last year to a record €106 billion. The M50 motorway around the city of Dublin is a cash cow, and the government is milking it for all they can. That's the opinion of Aontú TD Padraig Tobin, quoted in the Irish Independent's lead story. The paper reports that the M50 generates more than €500,000 in tolls each day as traffic volumes rise and congestion increases across Dublin's main routes despite recent toll increases. Meanwhile, Dublin City Council's traffic chief has ruled out congestion charges for drivers in the city centre, according to the Times. Olivia Kelly quotes him as saying that such charges might not have the expected deterrent effect. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the man, Michael Maloney, charged with the murder of his uncle, Stephen McCall, in Ardara, County Donegal, early on Monday morning. The Star and Sun both highlight the singer Imelda May, who spoke of her sorrow at Mr. McCall's death. A photograph in the two papers shows her with him in his pub the night before he died. Showdown in the Atlantic, says the lead headline on the Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports that fighter jets from Britain's RAF scrambled to intercept a Venezuelan oil tanker off the Irish coast yesterday. The Examiner has been looking back this week at the year 1986, 40 years ago, and reprinting some of its front pages from that date when it was the Cork Examiner. The front pages shown today cover the nuclear accident in April that year at the atomic power plant of Chernobyl, which was then in the Soviet Union. Destructive floods in the southwest of Ireland in August, and the prevention by Gardaí of what they thought were planned raids on 3 banks and a post office in Dungarvan in October. Clodagh Finn writes that in 1986, women faced huge social and cultural challenges in Ireland, especially when it came to marriage breakdown, single motherhood and societal attitudes. For those too young to remember, the paper reproduces the front page of a newsletter published by the Conservative Fine Gael TD Alice Glenn. The memorable headline, "A woman voting for divorce is like a turkey voting for Christmas."